Here comes a song that represents the first collaboration between Jerome Kern and lyricist Dorothy Fields. He had written a melody, she added lyrics, and the song was actually included in the film before Kern heard the lyrics. This could have been a major problem, but he loved the lyrics and was enchanted with her. They became firm friends. The song was included in the film version of Roberta, which featured Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, as well as Irene Dunn. Miss Dunn sings, "Lovely to Look At."
Cannot miss, and night and day he is sure to say. Lovely to look at, delightful to know, and heaven to kiss. A combination like this is quite
As the story goes, Jerome Kern and his wife Eva were spending time in a house on Cape Cod. Early one morning, a bird was singing outside their bedroom window. Kern was enchanted by its song and was inspired to include it in a new composition. Unfortunately, though, he could only remember part of the song. But he was in luck, because the next morning the bird once again gave his pre-dawn song. Kern grabbed pencil and paper and jotted down the notes. And that's how the song "I've Told Every Little Star" was born. Let's listen as an orchestra under the direction of trumpeter Billy Butterfield plays three songs written by Kern. The second song in the medley is "You're Devastating," and then Butterfield finishes up with, "You couldn't be cuter." I teach a course about popular music to a class of seniors. Recently, we've been reviewing songs nominated for an Academy Award. As I told my class, Jerome Kern, on two occasions, earned an Oscar for songs he wrote for the movies. We heard one of them last week when Peggy Lee sang "The Way You Look Tonight." Coming up, his second Oscar, awarded for a tune that appeared in the movie Lady Be Good. In 1940, Oscar Hammerstein was deeply disturbed by the fall of Paris to the Nazis. He wrote a poem expressing his sentiments. He looked around for someone to set his poem to music, and there was the man that he had already started to work with. So it was that Jerome Kern wrote the melody that earned him an Academy Award. Kate Smith sings "The Last Time I Saw Paris."
Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was young and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way.
Let me add a footnote about that song. Jerome Kern appreciated the Oscar, but wasn't sure he deserved it, because it was not an original song in the movie. He and Hammerstein had published it a year before it was decided to include it in the film. Largely due to his efforts, then, the Academy initiated a requirement that future songs could only be eligible if they originated in a movie. Our next tune, another collaboration between Kern and Hammerstein, was included in a stage show called Three Sisters. Fred Astaire saw that show in London, and he loved one particular song and suggested that the studio buy up the rights to it and use it in the film adaptation of Roberta, which starred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. They gave the song new lyrics, and it became one of the outstanding tunes. Here are Fred and Ginger declaring, "I won't dance."
Don't ask me, I won't dance, but I'm with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
So what? I'm lovely.
But all what you do to me, I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
Ah, but when you dance, you're charming and you're gentle. Especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. Cause heaven rest us, I'm not as best as. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I won't dance, merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. And if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Thank you.
We go all the way back to 1917, when a show called Leave It to Jane was produced on the Broadway stage. Many years later, two songs from that show were included in a film biography of the composer, Jerome Kern. The movie was given the title of one of Kern's songs, Till the Clouds Roll By, and we can listen to the soundtrack from that movie as June Allison sings two songs written way back in 1917.
Leave it to Jane, Jane, Jane.
I don't know why you should make me plot and plan for you.
She is the girl with...
I always try to do everything I can for you.
No problem you can wish on her gives her a strain.
She'll tackle gaily a score or more daily.
If something is on your mind.
And I can see that there is not a doubt of it.
Comfort you soon will find.
Leave it to me, I will soon get you out of it.
If you had started worrying, kindly refrain. And just hand over the whole thing to Jane.
Well, Jane, why don't you tell us how you do it?
Yeah, come on, Jane, tell us.
Oh, but it's really very simple. I just study up on the famous women of history.
You mean like Lucretia Borgia?
Well, no, not exactly. Listen. In days of old, beside the Nile, a famous queen there dwelt. Her clothes were few, but full of style, her figure slim and svelte. On every man that wandered by, she pulled the Theta Bara eye. And everyone observed with awe that her work was swift, but never raw. Like Cleopatra, if I could have my way. Each man she met, she wed and kissed, and she dozens on her waiting list. I wish that I had lived there beside the pyramid. For a girl today don't get the scope that Cleopatra did. At dancing, Cleopatra was always on the spot. She gave those poor Egyptian ginks something else to watch beside the Sphinx. Mark Antony admitted that what first made him skid was the wibbly wobbly wibbly dance that Cleopatra did.
We call on Billie Holiday now to present a song that was featured in a 1929 Broadway musical, Sweet Adeline. Billie sings a plaintive song, Why Was I Born?
Thank you.
can I hope for? I wish I knew. Why do I try to draw you near me? Why do I cry? You never hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do? Oh, baby, why was I born to love you?
Jerome Kern wrote music for an operetta which had the title Music in the Air. This dates back to 1932. The show opened on Broadway the day after Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected president. The next day, the papers were filled with news about the election, and the producers of the operetta had to wait a couple of more days in anxious anticipation as to what the critics would think about the show. To their relief, they found that the show was well-received, and they had a hit song on their hands. Today we'll listen to it as sung by Frank Sinatra on the very last evening he spent in the employ of Tommy Dorsey before going out on his own. He sings, "The Song Is You."
Beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. Melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, "Is this the day?" Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Sinatra and Dorsey, the song is you. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
Swing Street Radio with Craig Roberts, Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific on Big Band 89.1 KCEA, the home of the big bands.
I mentioned the biographical film about Jerome Kern.